This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. Alex Murdaugh on the stand today, talking about the moment he broke down in tears while discovering his wife and son had been murdered. Take a listen.
I know I did those two things and looked in those two places. And they weren't there. And so, you know, I knew they'd been at the kennels, and I assumed they were still up there.
So what'd you do?
I went to the kennels. I may have tried to call them. In fact, I probably did try to call them. I would think I called them. But as I sit here right now, I'm not positive, but I would think I did. Would think I tried to call them to see.
And now, like, when you did, you drive down to the kennels in your Suburban?
I did.
What'd you see?
Saw what y'all have seen pictures of. So bad. Can I have some water? Yeah, I went to
Did you see them on the ground when you're pulling up in your Suburban?
I did.
And what'd you do when you came to a stop, Alec?
I think I jumped out of my car. I'm not exactly sure what I did, but no, I got out of my car. I know I ran back to my car, called 911. I called 911. I was on the phone with 911, and I was trying to tend to Pawpaw. I was trying to tend to Maggie. And I just went back and forth between them.
Were you going to Paul and Maggie while you were on the phone with the 911 operators?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And in a little bit, I'm going to play the 911 tape, but I just want to ask you, and you've told law enforcement that's been played here in the court, what did you do when you went up to Paul at some point in time?
And Paul. Paul was so, he was so bad. At some point, I know I tried to check him for a pulse. I know I tried to turn him over.
When you say you tried to turn him over, why were you trying to turn him over?
I don't know. I don't know why I tried to turn him over. Me and my boys laying face down. And he's done the way he's done. head was the way his head was. I could see his brain laying on the sidewalk. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I tried to turn him over, to grab him by the belt loop, and try to turn him over. And when I did, his phone popped out. His phone popped out. And I just picked it up and I put it right back there.
Do you have any idea how it popped out?
I mean, I know it came out of his pocket when I pulled on his belt loop, when I pulled him to turn him over. And it just popped out. And I mean, it popped right beside him. It sat right beside him.
Were you able to turn Paul at all?
I mean, I didn't. I don't know if I was able to. I didn't turn him over, no. No.
What side of the what side of Paul were you when you were doing this?
I was on the side that was away from. I was on the side that was away from where my car was.
Okay.
I mean,
what'd you do with the phone?
I put it back on Papa.
You know if you put it, you know which way it was pointing, upside down, downside, anyway?
I couldn't tell you anything about it. I know his phone popped out. I picked it up and I put it back on him.
Did you see any messages on Paul's phone?
No.
Did you go to Maggie?
Did.
Did you touch her?
I did.
Where did you touch Maggie?
I think I touched her down just around like, I don't know. If you ask me exactly, I think I touched her down around her waist, but I don't know. It was so bad. Excuse me. I mean, I know I went back and forth. Between them. I know I did.
I'd like to play Doug the Colleton County portion of the 911 call, which is in evidence as defendant's exhibit number 9. And Doug, this is the long version, the first clip. And stop it when I say stop it, please.
2021, 22
hours, 7 minutes, 9 seconds.
I'm still here, okay?
Colleton County Communication.
Colleton, I have an Alex Murdoch on the line calling from 4147 Mobile Road. He's advising that his wife and child was shot.
Okay, and sir, give me the address again.
It's 4147 Moselle Road. I've been up to it now. It's bad.
Okay. How did they shoot?
Alan, when you say I've been up to it now and it's bad, what are you referring to?
I'm talking about what I saw is what y'all saw pictures of. And I mean, it was bad. It was terrible. And when I first got there, I know I got out of the car. And I mean, I know I got out of the car. I mean, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
got out of the car, but right at first, I don't think I went all the way to them. I think I ran back and that's when I called 911. And so I called 911, and while I was doing that, then is when I went to Maggie and I went to Paul. And so that's what I think I'm talking about.
Okay. Thank you. Keep going, please.
Okay. How do they shoot? Do they shoot themselves?
Oh no! Hell no!
Okay. And are they breathing?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said it's your wife and your son?
My wife and my son.
Are they in a vehicle?
No, ma'am. They're on the ground, out at my kennel.
Okay, and did you see anyone?
He shot in the head, and he shot really bad.
Okay, where is he shot at?
Ma'am, I don't know, but he has blood everywhere. I see his brain. down, I tried to turn her a little bit. She's got a hole in her head.
Okay, is he breathing at all?
No.
Do you see anyone in the area?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No.
Is there any guns near them at all?
No. Here.
What color is your house on the outside?
If that's what you're asking, they didn't shoot themselves, ma'am.
What?
Alec, right in there, you say the word here. What, are you calling anybody or anything?
No, I'm talking to that dispatcher.
And what did you mean when you said here?
If you listen to that call, one of the first things she asked me, one of the first things she asked me was, did they shoot themselves? And I knew there's no way. I mean, I knew they didn't shoot themselves. There wasn't a gun. They didn't shoot themselves. And she'd asked me that. And then she asked me another question, something about that. And you hear me say here, and then you hear the thing talking. I'm telling her, here, and then I say something, and then you hear me say, if that's what you're asking, and I'm letting her know they didn't shoot themselves. I'm saying here, and then I give her an explanation, which you can't hear on that phone, but it's obvious to me what I'm doing, and I say, if that's what you're asking me. So, like David Owens asked me on August 11th, did I call a dog or was I talking to somebody? There was no dog that was out, and there was nobody there.
Well, let's talk about that briefly. Well, when you got there and you saw Maggie and Paul, where were the dogs?
The dogs were in the kennels. Dogs were in the kennels. They were wherever they were when law enforcement got there.
And you've seen pictures, and they called Dale Davis to the stand and talk about the hose rolled up. Did you roll the hose up?
No.
Did you do anything down there at the kennels when you got there other than call 911 and attend to Maggie and Paul?
No. I do know that I was trying to find a flashlight. I was trying to find a gun. Other than those things... No, I didn't do anything at the kennel. I didn't do anything with any hose. I didn't do anything with any dogs.
Was there anybody with you?
No.
All right, keep going, please.
It's white. You can't see it from the road.
Okay, is it a house or a mobile home?
It's a house.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Alec Murdoch.
Did you hear anything, or did you come home and find out?
I mean, I've been gone. I just came back.
Okay, and was anyone else supposed to be at your house?
No, ma'am. Please hurry.
We're getting somebody out there to you.
Oh, man. Oh, should have known.
Allie, we just heard you say, I should have known. What are you referring to?
I said, Paw, I should have known.
What were you referring to?
I was referring to Paw got so many threats. Didn't take serious. Think twice about. I'm just telling him, Paw, I should have known. I don't specifically remember saying that, but I can clearly hear myself say that.
That's the latest that we have for you. There's far more to come as Alec Murdaugh is on the stand in his own defense today. Press subscribe so you don't miss any moment of our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.